Adam Rupica, who runs the anti-police website CopBlock, explained on YouTube that he had received a tip from a concerned citizen of Saratoga Springs that the local police department was corrupt and abusive to citizens. So, the story goes, he drove from Troy to Saratoga, where he proceeded to salute a policeman with his middle finger, who then pulled him over.
Hello, license registration?
What are you pulling me over for?
I'll be glad to tell you as soon as you give me your information.
Well, I'll give you my information once you can articulate what crime I've committed.
Okay, license registration.
What crime have I committed?
Okay, step out of the vehicle.
What crime have I committed?
Step out of the vehicle.
This is being recorded.
I saw your camera. Step out of the vehicle.
After exchanging words, the officer, identified as Nathan Baker, deployed pepper spray, according to Rupica's account, in an effort to coax Rupica into a more cooperative mode.
Step out of the vehicle. You're under arrest for disorderly conduct. Step out.
That's not a charge for...
Rupica lashed out, threatening legal action after being spritzed with the irritant.
And step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to sue the out of you guys.
I am!
Mario Cometti with law firm Tully Rinke says Rupica's right to freedom of speech allowed him to gesture to the officer.
The person who was arrested may have a valid lawsuit against the police department for malicious prosecution if they continue with this, and for false arrest. The United States Court of Appeals had a similar case in the Second Circuit, the gist of which was decided January 3rd of 2013, in which a person was pulled over for exactly the same type of thing, for an obscene gesture, and they allowed the lawsuit against the police department to continue. And the Second Circuit specifically stated that an obscene gesture like the given a police officer the finger was not a sufficient and legal basis to pull them over.
There's a link to the Second Circuit ruling that set precedent at WAMC.org. Saratoga Springs police did not return a call for comment. Police Chief Gregory Veach issued a statement to the press, quote, "I am aware of the video that has been posted on YouTube and on the Facebook page of Capital District CopBlock. I take very seriously any allegation of improper use of force made against any officer of the Saratoga Springs Police Department, and I have been in contact with Mr. Rupica regarding this incident." Cometti says police officers would be best to ignore obscene gestures from passing motorists.
By now, police officers should be aware that this is something that they should just turn a blind eye to or get a thick skin.
Rupica did not respond to a request for comment via email. Melanie Trimble is the chapter director for the New York Civil Liberties Union in the Capital Region.
We've heard from him on a message machine, and I've tried to return his call. We haven't spoken yet. We're playing phone tech. So I don't have any contact with him. I don't know what he wants from us, so I can't really comment on that.
What about citizens using obscene gestures against law enforcement personnel?
Well, we don't encourage people to do it. Obviously, videos can be very helpful in verifying what actually happened in these encounters. At the same time, good things can be recorded, and I think that that's important to remember that not all law enforcement officers behave badly, and we don't have the hundreds of videos that could be shown to show good behavior, too.
City police released a statement Monday afternoon to say Rupica was charged with resisting arrest, along with a traffic infraction of having an obstructed view in violation of Section 375-20 of the Vehicle and Traffic Law, on apparent reference to a dashboard camera. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.